USA Radio News.
New York's governor says wait for the facts, but more of his fellow Democrats have seen enough. The state's Democratic senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand yesterday calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign. In a joint statement, they say due to the multiple credible sexual harassment and misconduct allegations, it's clear Cuomo has lost the confidence of the people. Cuomo, though, remains defiant.
I'm not going to resign. I was not elected by the politicians. I was elected by the people.
Cuomo now facing sexual harassment allegations from seven women. Reporter Jessica Bateman, the latest to come forward in New York Magazine yesterday. She claims Cuomo repeatedly touched her while she was a State House reporter in her mid-20s 7 years ago. Minneapolis agrees to settle a lawsuit over George Floyd's death. The city council yesterday voting to pay $27 million to close the wrongful death suit filed in July. Lawyer Benjamin Crump represents the Floyd family, and he says the settlement sends a powerful message that black lives do matter and police brutality against people of color must end. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
By the end of the weekend, you could have another $1,400 in your bank account. The Treasury Department and IRS already processing stimulus checks from the COVID relief bill signed into law Thursday. President Biden remarking yesterday on the bill's significance.
For the first time in a long time, this bill puts working people in this nation first. It's not hyperbole. It's a fact.
You can start tracking your check Monday at IRS.gov using the Get My Payment tool. Meanwhile, the New York Times reports the rate of vaccinations is up 40% in the last month, over 2 million people a day now getting vaccinated. Los Angeles County can continue getting back to normal. Indoor restaurants and fitness centers among those that can reopen next week, and schools will welcome back more students. Some European countries, though, dealing with a third wave of the coronavirus, Italy to impose some restrictions on Monday, and a national lockdown in the works for Easter weekend. Germany reporting a sudden spike in cases among children, and Poland reporting 19,000 more cases Friday, its highest daily total in 4 months. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A London police officer charged with murder over a woman's death. This comes after police yesterday confirmed that human remains found are those of Sarah Everard, the 33-year-old disappearing over a week ago while walking home at night in South London. 4 people killed during protests in Myanmar today. Police firing live rounds into groups of protesters. A UN human rights expert estimates over 70 deaths at the hands of security forces since last month's military coup overthrew the country's elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. A teacher arrested at her school in Florida. Polk County deputies yesterday arresting middle school teacher Laura Ramos for allegedly stealing $66,000 from her grandmother. The 40-year-old Ramos getting power of attorney over the woman 8 years ago. The money allegedly used on trips to Epcot and restaurants. The man who invented the audio cassette tape has died. Dutch engineer Lou Ottens passing away this week at the age of 94. Besides inventing cassette tapes in 1963, he also helped develop the compact disc. A Colorado man facing serious charges after disrupting a flight. Here's Jeremy Scott.
An FBI affidavit says 24-year-old Landon Greer swatted at a flight attendant on an Alaska Airlines flight from Seattle to Denver last Tuesday after she repeatedly asked him to put on the required mask. The affidavit says he also urinated on a seat. Greer said he had a few shots and beers and over-the-counter pain reliever before the flight. The charge of interfering with the flight crew comes with a prison sentence of up to 20 years and a fine of $250,000. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.